The Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is going very much into the Shakespeare era and before, in fact, with a production of Anne of the Thousand Days. This is by the Pulitzer Prize winner Maxwell Anderson, and it's always such a pleasure to welcome the company's managing director, Leslie Malin, into the studio. Thanks so much for coming in again.
It's always such a pleasure to be here at WBJC.
So I have to say that I only ever associated Maxwell Anderson with those musicals that he wrote with Kurt Weill. How does he work as a playwright, this American writing about such a quintessentially English era?
You know, it's interesting because he also actually writes part of the plays in blank verse. But I think he does a wonderful job somehow carefully balancing archaic language with the present day. There aren't anachronisms that stick out, but it's still very modern sounding.
And speaking of sound, I mean, I've seen some of the gorgeous pictures and the costumes look wonderful, but you're helped so much with the music of the period to set that scene, aren't you?
We are. Henry VIII was an extremely accomplished composer, and some of his compositions are in the play, and we start out our pre-show music with one of his most famous called Pastime with Good Company, and there are dances, so we have all of that to help us recreate the Tudor court as well.
So tell me about the all-women production crew that you've assembled for this production.
That's something I'm extremely proud of. Of course, our costumer, our resident costumer, is wonderful, an amazing craftsperson, and has created perhaps 10 original gowns, and all of the costumes are handmade by her. But we were also able to bring in a set designer, sound designer, props designer, choreographer, dramaturg, period style coach, lighting designer, I mustn't forget. And a couple of them were very difficult to find women to do that, but I'm really thrilled because everybody just coalesced. We also have a wonderful woman director, Casey Campbell, who's won awards locally. We did have a couple of Y chromosomes involved with the building of the set that were absolutely necessary. But it was just a pleasure to watch them work together as a team.
So you also obviously need a Y chromosome for Henry VIII himself. Tell me about the casting.
We do. One of our resident acting company members, Ron Hennigan, who's also our director of community engagement, is playing Henry. Fortunately, he's sufficiently big, but Ron is wonderful in that he's able to make Henry VIII a real person, and with all of his complexities and layers and the gray in Henry, not just the caricature.
And then recreating Genevieve Bujold, who I think is always associated with Anne from this film. Who have you got for her?
Another one of our resident acting company members, Lizzie Albert, and she just had the fire and the spark and the intelligence to pull off Anne, as well as being, you know, physically small and delicate enough to, you know, have that dichotomy between her and Henry, which is so much a part of their relationship because he had so much power. And the power that she was able to manage to wield, certainly you know that there must have been a lot of Anne Boleyn in Queen Elizabeth I.
This is a production of Anne of the Thousand Days about Anne Boleyn, and it's being put on by the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company through November 13th in their theatre on South Calvert Street. More information is at chesapeakeshakespeare.com. Always such a pleasure to speak to the company's managing director, Leslie Malin. Thanks as always for coming in.
Thanks, Judith, for the time.